Hello, you're listening to Mark Langley's Horsemanship Podcast. I'm Jenny Barnes.
And I'm Mark Langley.
Sue has a 7-year-old gypsy cob gelding who she suspects had quite a few wins with his "I'm out of here" approach if he sees something that he is a bit scared of. So he just turns away and runs. So an unexpected scary object on the trail. But she's not sure that he would bolt. She doesn't want to find out because he's so strong and there's no way she can match his strength. So because the response is so ingrained in him, she'd like to know that how can she handle these "I'm out of here" situations and how can she proactively set them up for safety and success for future unexpected situations.
Okay. Yeah, that goes back onto, you know, boundaries again. But you can't match his strength, but you can't be riding out there wondering all the time either. Because one day you'll get in a situation that the scary thing, say for instance there's a scary thing, right? Boom, horse runs. So the horse, it's okay for a horse to move away from something scary because it moves away and it creates a distance and it goes, "That made me safe." But just imagine if that roly-poly was rolling down the hill towards him and, you know, he couldn't get away from it fast enough. Well, that's going to put him into a possible bolt, especially because he spins so quickly. He's preparing to possibly run, but because the thing is not attacking him or chasing him, he got away from it by spinning and he stopped, and that thing obviously became a little further away, so he thought he did his job to get away from it. Job done, and then you probably can get him back and do something else. But if suddenly, for instance, that thing didn't was relentless and was coming down towards him, like it could be as simple as just a blowing plastic bag going past some rubbish on the side of the road, and then the wind picks up and the plastic bag just hovers through the air towards your horse. Well, he's going to move away, but then that didn't help him get away from what he was scared of. It's just because it's still coming. Well, that could suddenly send him into the bolt. So it's very important in training that we realign the way he thinks towards what he's worried about. And it's only in like the first or second question was about the cougars, as you know, we're not going to walk our horses into an attacking cougar, but most scary things that the horse thinks is scary, we know is not going to hurt them. Okay. So, you know, in the Northern Territory and Northern Queensland and all that, all Northern Australia, they've got the big saltwater crocodiles. And I know the horses are pretty sensitive up there when they cross gullies and stuff like that. And they use a lot of their nose and they're pretty careful because they know that there's real predators in there that's going to do some real damage. So you got to listen to your horses there. But in your case, it could be just a random garbage bin or just a kangaroo. And a kangaroo, you know, really, I've never had a kangaroo attack a horse all the years I've been riding around kangaroos, unless you really got in a bad position with a kangaroo. But pigs are a bit different. But anyway, getting off track there. But what I'm trying to say is he's got to learn that he doesn't always have to turn tail every time there's something scary. So in your groundwork training and things like that, you have to get him to learn. So in the videos you'll see me, you know, put things in front of my horses and instead of using the anxiety, so I'm not going to call it conventional, but in a lot of training I see people using the scary object as a backup to their energy, and the horse moves away from a scary object. Hence you see a lot of flag work where you wave a flag, horse moves to the opposite direction of the flag. I don't agree with it because it only teaches horses to move away from what they're anxious about, and that's where people leave them. So that sort of training only ever sets up horses to turn tail if you get it wrong. Even if you get it half right, it still sets them up for that. So in your education, the rein is something you want the horse to follow. That's what you're going to pull on, and that at the end of the day is the pathway to the better feeling, regardless how your horse thinks about it. Eventually, you'll show them that this is correct. You always feel better, you're more connected. I've disconnected away, I've taken your thoughts away from the worry, things like that. So basically in your training, you've got to set up a little bit of anxiety, and that could be something that you know bothers your horse a little, And I tend to use a flag in my hand, and I just like a plastic flag, got a bit of noise to it. I'll just wave it a little. They'll kind of look at it funny. Their thoughts will go to the outside. And when their thoughts go to the outside looking for an escape, I'll put a little feel on the rope to say that boundary's there. When their thoughts come back to the inside towards that, towards the direction of the feel, then I'll loosen up and say that's the answer there. And I'll teach them to think in the direction of the rain, though they were wanting to look for an escape route when the anxiety was there. And I would set that up as a groundwork lesson with the horse in different positions. Another one is, as I'll put the flag above their hips, and I'll have a feel, and I'll put the feel of the rein kind of backward but not pulling on them. I'll wave it above them, and their tendency will want to run out from underneath it. But you only do it enough for them to sort of go, I might just leave that. And then as soon as their feet start moving, they'll move into the rein, and then the rein will move them back into place. Then you take the pressure away and say, thanks for following the rein. That puts you into a better place. And then after a while, your horse will follow the feel opposed to think away from the worry. And sometimes that will make them think towards the worry. Sometimes I get horses think directly towards the worry to teach them to think towards a gully or anything like that. But my whole motive is not to look at the worry and charge it and go towards it and you'll be safe. That's not what I'm trying to teach, because I know a few people have thought when they said, I've got my horse following a flag, and I'm saying, I don't want your horse to follow a flag. I want your horse to follow a feel. Following a feel is following the pathway that I've provided to take your horse to safety, not the flag. Following the flag won't teach your horse anything, because it's following the feel that you're going to be asking when you take a rein and say, I want to steer you in a new direction. So that can set your gypsy horse up to think in the right direction when it gets a little troubled, to reprogram its mind to hunt the pressure or hunt the feel opposed to hunt the escape from the worry. It thinks it knows how to do it, but we're going to show it the pathways the way. Okay, so we show it those pathways, and then slowly we build it up a little, that we send the horse out. And a good lesson I would do is a one reining lesson where you're not on them and you just send them out up a line, and then you just walk back in a new direction and they turn. And whatever way that rein goes, and in a halter, so you're not going to hurt them or anything like that, and you just walk in a new direction, and they, whatever way the rein goes, the rein goes, and they follow it till they get softer at following the rein. And then in the yards, when you're riding, I would do a lot of turnarounds. Just take up the feel of the left or right rein and draw the rein up and out, and the horse just follows that rein around, follows that rein around, follows that rein around. No big circles, nothing like that, because the horse has got to learn that when you take up that rein, it's a pathway to a new direction and thinking in a new direction. So you do a lot of, I call them U-turns. When your horse is good at U-turns, you can start to do a lot of hindquarter yields, stuff like that, where you take the rein up into your torso and it rebalances through the back end and moves its feet out. And if it starts to do that without wanting to, you know, pull its head out and straighten out, then you know that your horse is getting softer and softer. So all those exercise hindquarter yields, moving the shoulders into a turn by thinking into a turn, all that sort of stuff on the tight turns gets your horse really used to following that rein until it doesn't know anything else. So then if you do have a bit of a time outside where your horse has a bit of a panic, it's less likely to run off because it's followed the rein. So yeah, get it to think a different way through worry, start to understand that following the reins feels it better, and then you start to get better rein accuracy on your horse in safe places, and then start to go back out, and then you've got the tools there, but you've also got more of an understanding in your horse. So yeah, but thanks for that question, because it's a common thing. I mean another question that we had was, if horse freezes, some freeze, some turn tail and spook, and they all have different ways of dealing with it, but feeling good about your leadership is all, and okay about all the tools that we offer and the pathways we offer is important.
Thanks everyone for listening. Please like this podcast and help others to find it. You can listen to more of Mark's great answers on any of your podcast providers. Just search for Mark Langley's Horsemanship Podcast. And if you want to join Mark's online horsemanship so you can ask a question, just pop onto Mark's website.
Thanks, everybody.